WRS. Thanks for bringing us along on the journey.
Dr. Manuel Carbello, Executive Director of the International Centre for Migration, Health and Development, or ICMHD, joins me in the studio. Now, the centre is a Swiss NGO that works directly with refugees and people who are displaced by disasters or crisis, such as that that's happening in Ukraine right now. They also train people who work with refugees in terms of the social and psychological challenges, how best to deal with those who have experienced recent trauma, and the red flags to look out for. And now, as thousands of ordinary individuals across Switzerland and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people across Europe open their doors to those fleeing the war in Ukraine, a set of guidelines is being developed to help us all know how we can best help displaced people from Ukraine arriving into our homes and our spare bedrooms and just generally our lives. Dr. Manuel Carbello, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
How can we help, Manuel, if we don't even speak the same language? What is the best thing that we can do to help people arriving after having experienced incredible trauma?
Well, first of all, keep in mind that these are a relatively well-educated population. Many of them will be able to speak English, French or German. But keep in mind the importance of non-verbal communication, the importance of demonstrating warmth, welcoming, respecting, and these are people who have temporarily lost respect. And so showing them respect, acknowledging what they have been through, and understanding that all of them will have different needs, responding to those needs as best you can interpret them, and being patient. These are the things. This is the part of non-communication skills, non-verbal communication skills that will be very important.
I think when I think of people that go off and help refugees most of the time, I imagine that they've had some training. Now we're in a situation where so many people are going to welcome refugees into their homes without any training. And so can you just give us a little insight? What are some of the effects of trauma that people have encountered? How can it manifest? What do we even look out for?
Well, first of all, there are hundreds of thousands of people volunteering, health workers, social workers, but also people without any type of training in this field. Trauma is often referred to as a feeling of annihilation, of overwhelming forces that have the capacity to kill. So a lot of people have been traumatized. In fact, I would go so far as to say that all of the people who we will come into contact with have been wounded from a psychological point of view. Our task, individually as collectively, is now to help heal the wounds and prevent the scarring of those wounds so that people can go on to have relatively normal lives. Trauma will take many forms. We will see people who cannot sleep, who don't eat, who withdraw completely from social situations, who don't respond at all when asked a question. We will see people who have a blank look, who are not able to look after themselves in many ways, who tremble. And so these are things that people must look out for, but always keeping in mind that our task is to heal, our task is to look forward. It is not to look back. There is often a temptation to try to get refugees to relive what they have been through. And this is, of course, not what we are here to do. So those are some of the things that we need to keep in mind. Also, the fact that many people will be anxious, and you could say, well, everybody is anxious in these situations. Anxiety, when it's related to the trauma that we're talking about, is a very profound chronic condition in which people are so concerned not only with their immediate future, but have no concept of what's going to happen tomorrow. They're living in a limbo.
The guidelines that you are putting together, and I think you're very well placed to do them, at the International Centre for Migration, Health and Development, these guidelines, what kinds of things will they cover?
Well, these are practical guidelines. They're not theoretical academic guidelines. These are on what to look for and what to do. The guidelines look at the condition of elderly people. They look at children, adolescents. They concern women who are pregnant or have just delivered babies. They look at refugees with special needs. And here I think we need to keep in mind, refugees coming here are normal people. They have gone through abnormal situations, and their responses are normal responses to abnormal conditions. But among these groups, there are different groups of special vulnerability. There will be people with special needs. There will be children with special needs. So we deal with that as well. The guidelines also look at what we call first responders. In this case, you're bringing up the people who are taking refugees into their homes. You are first responders. I think it's important not to vicariously become traumatized. And this is always a problem. It's always a challenge. We have to remain warm, empathetic, close, but at the same time not take on the trauma that others have experienced, because this can very quickly inundate our own capacity to deal with. So the practical guidelines deal with all of these issues. The guidelines will be available in hard copy. They will be published. They will also be available digitally, so you can download them. And they will be ready as soon as possible. We're already finalizing the first two sets of guidelines, which concern the elderly and children and young adolescents and teenagers.
If people would like more information or to donate to the production of this, this is a great cause. What is your website?
Well, the website is www.icmhd.ch. We have never in the past sought funding of this kind, but this is an emergency. We will require help. We will require donations, and we look forward to any help that we can get in this.
Dr. Manuel Carballo, thank you so much for telling us about these guidelines. Thank you for your work producing these guidelines that will help, I think, a lot of people. I know that there's also an email address where people can actually write in that will get you on the actual mailing list of volunteers that could be host families or others who would like to receive the guidelines. I'll give it here, but I'm also going to put it on the website, admin@icmhd.ch. That will go up on our website, worldradio.ch. Dr. Manuel Carballo from the International Centre for Migration, Health and Development. Thank you so much for explaining it.
I'm alive.